Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shemini, the 27th day of the month of Nisan, and the 12th day of the Omer. You think with me announcing the Omer every single day that I would still be in. I am, but my wife is out, and I just embarrassed her by saying that on the phone. But she accused me for not reminding her, which I said, call into the Tehillim call every day, and you'll be reminded of the Omer. Okay, thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email to sponsor future programs. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline that sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Adam Starr of Congregation Or HaTorah in Atlanta, Georgia, to share different chizuk, which was immediately followed by Rabbi Starr slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 123, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah, Lecholim, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Monday's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Starr.
Thank you so much, Naftali. It's such a privilege and an honor to be part of this OU Chizuk and Tehillim call. When COVID hit, I took up running for my physical and emotional well-being. And I started with a running app. And when you're at the halfway point of your run, the app says, you are halfway there. And I found myself having different reactions to that annoying voice that would say, you are halfway there. Some days I would say, really? I'm only halfway there. Other days I would say in my head, I've got this. I'm already halfway there. Parshat Shemini is the Torah's halfway point. It's the Torah's halfway point in terms of words in the Torah. As the Pasuk in Perek Yud, Pasuk Tetzayin, states, that Sirachatat Darosh Darash Moshe. Moshe inquired insistently about the Higot of the sin offering. And there's an asterisk in many Chumashim that says, Chasiat Torah B'Tevot. At this point, between the two words of Darosh Darash, to seek out, it says that this is the halfway point of the Torah in terms of words. A couple chapters later, towards the end of Parshat Shemini, the Torah states al gachon, referring to types of animals that are not kosher, and there is a large vav in the word gachon, and there's an asterisk in most chumashim that states chatzi haTorah ba'otiot. That this enlarged vav is showing that this is the halfway point in terms of letters in the Torah. Halfway point, or midway through anything, can often be either overwhelming or inspiring. And I think the Torah is telling us, with the words that are at these halfway points, messages to say you've reached the halfway point and to give us chizuk, to keep on going for the second half. The first, Darosh Darash, as it relates to the midpoint of words, says, seek out, drash, keep learning, keep davening. Don't slow down now. I know there's been a lot of Torah we've studied, but keep at it. It's only going to get better and stronger. Keep learning. Secondly, the midpoint as it relates to letters has an enlarged vav. Vav, the letter itself, means a hook. Don't do this alone. Link up with others. when you've reached the midway point and you're trying to find strength to keep going, don't go at it alone. Link up with other people, and they will give you the chizuk and the strength to move forward. Baruch Hashem, we are now, we have reached a turning point with the pandemic. I certainly hope that we've passed the halfway point. I'm actually sitting here on the phone with you with an arm that is somewhat in pain as I received my second vaccination yesterday. On the one hand, we want to say we're almost there. At the same time, we need to recognize there's still going to be a few months ahead, at least, until complete normalcy. So there are different perspectives we could have at this point. We could bemoan and complain and say, it's still not normal. How much longer will it be? Or we could take the approach that I think the Torah wants us to have. Look how far we have come. Let's strengthen ourselves just a little bit more. Darosh darash, turn to the Torah for chizuk and grab that vav to connect with others, and we'll be able to get through the next few months together to completely look at this pandemic and see it in our rear view mirror as we complete this long journey. Please join with me as we recite the Psalms, the Perek of Tehillim, Pirkei of Tehillim, Prakim of Tehillim. We begin with Perek Chaf Gimel. Mizmor le David, Adonai ro'i lo echzar. Binot deshe yarbitzeni, almei menuchot yinahaleni. Nafshi yishoveiz, yancheni b'magle tzedek, lima'an shemo. Gam ki elech b'geit salmavet, lo ira ra, ki ata imadi. Shiftecha umishantecha, hema yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorerai, dishanta b'shemen roshi, kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chaser yirdufuni kol yimei chayai, hishavti b'veit Adonai, b'orech yamin. Shir l'malot esai nai el heharim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim ba'aret. Al yitain lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yadi minecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitcha uvoecha, me'ata v'ad olam. Shir ha-malot, mimamakim kiraticha Adonai. Adonai shima dekoli, tiyena oznecha kasuvot lekol tachanunai. Imabonot tishmor yah, Adonai mi yamod. Kim chaslicha lima'an tivare. Kiviti Adonai kivta nafshi, bilid varoho chalti. Nafshi v'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai chesed v'arbei mopidu. V'hu yifted Yisrael mikol avonotav. We'll now recite the Mishna Berach L'cholim on behalf of all those who are ill and in need of healing. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo Imotenu Sara Rivka Rachel V'Leya Hu Yivarech Yirapei Et HaCholim Et HaCholot. Bavur shanachem mitpalim bavuram bizchar ze akadosh baruch yimaleh rachamim aleihem Achalimam l'rapotam, achazikam l'achayotam, yishlach l'amei rufuah shlema min ha-shamayim, l'chol evarem, l'chol gidem b'toch shar chol Yisrael, rufuah ta-nefesh, rufuah ta-guf, rufuah krova lavo, hashta bagala, uvizman kariz, b'nomar, amen. Achenu kol be'Yisrael, hanetsunim batzara b'shivya, ha'omdim ben bayam uben b'yabasha, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוצא מצר לברכה, מאפל לאורה ומשיבוד לגאולה, השתא בגאלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן, wishing everyone a beautiful ערב Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Star. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah, that all of those will be, for all those in need, will be answered with tova. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Andrew Markowitz of Congregation Shomrei Torah in Fairlawn, New Jersey. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, meaningful, restful, healthy, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.